Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We are absolutely thrilled that Stratford's own Lorena McKennitt is here. Big news with the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Lorena, it is wonderful to see you.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations.
Thank you. It's great.
Inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. So how did you find out about this? Did they call you? Did they text you? Or how did you find out?
Yes, they called. They called, I think, in November, October, and said, this is what we'd like to do, and here's the whole program. So there's a whole event in May. There's a performance and the presentation. So it was just really unexpected, to be honest, and really humbling, you know, when I look at the other inductees, this batch that I'm coming in with, but also the ones that exist already, like Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, Katie Lang. I mean, these are icons.
Yeah.
So it's humbling and sobering to find myself in their company.
Yeah, so the company will be with Jeanette Reno, Glass Tiger, along with Sum 41 and Dan Hill and yourself. That's quite a class.
Yeah. Eclectic.
Fantastic. And we should mention the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. For those maybe not familiar with it, there is a spot. There is a permanent place for it. It's in Calgary.
Yes,
is that right?
It's in Calgary. It's a building. So they'll have an exhibition there. They have a current, as I understand it, current ongoing exhibitions and then current ones. So mine will probably be a current one that will retire after a couple years or something. But so just yesterday we shipped off my original harp, one of my doc garments, a mask that we used in the Mummers Dance video. So yeah, the original harp that I bought in London, England in 82 or something. So yeah.
Oh, how special is that? That's wonderful. And so the big ceremony is coming up. It's not in the dead of winter in Calgary. It's coming up.
It's coming up on the 15th of May.
In May. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Excellent. So we look forward to that. Again, congratulations. And again, you know, certainly representing Stratford, but also for you, you're originally from Manitoba.
Yeah.
So again, with the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, there will be, you know, Stratford and Manitoba.
Yes. My hometown in Morden also has reached out. And I feel like I'm holding in my heart these two communities. I mean, the town in Morden was very, very formative. It was a significant German Mennonite community. Music was all the time in the schools, in the churches, variety nights and festivals and so on. And I was part of the fabric of that. But of course, I never aspired to be a singer. I always wanted to be a veterinarian. And I went into university in University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, thinking I was going to go on this path as a vet. But music kind of reached out and grabbed me. There were opportunities that came along. But I feel very, very fond of this community of Stratford, as well as my hometown in Manitoba as well.
So. And it was the Stratford Festival, basically, that kind of lured you to Stratford?
Yes. I was visiting some friends in 1981, and there were auditions at the Equity office in Toronto. And for a lark, I went and auditioned. And they said, well, would you be part of the HMS Pinafore Company in 81? So I came and did that. And then John Hirsch asked if I would be part of the company the next year, singing as well as doing understudy for Julius Caesar.
Oh, my gosh.
And the third year was as a composer for one-man show that Douglas Campbell did on William Blake. And then the fourth year as a composer for a production of Two Gentlemen of Verona, which I also went and performed.
Okay.
So that was 84. And then 85, when I wasn't invited back to the festival, I thought, okay, this is the time to take all the traditional music that I've been studying and playing since the folk days in Winnipeg and see if I can make a recording. But that first recording, Elemental, was made with, I borrowed the money that my parents had saved, $10,000 for my veterinarian studies.
Oh my.
And I made this recording in a barn in Alora, a studio that was in a barn in Alora, in 1 week.
Okay.
And ran off 30 cassettes, gave about 15 of them away, and then I went and busked at the St. Lawrence Market in Toronto off and on for several years.
Oh, my
goodness.
On
Saturday mornings, and I would sing four or five songs, stop, sell my cassettes, chat with people, and then do it all over again. So that was the humble beginnings.
Yeah, and then Quinlan Road Productions. Certainly, you know, when you think about independent artists and whatnot, boy, I think of Quinlan Road. Like, what a success story.
Yeah. Yes, you know, I mean, I think embedded in this story is not only the unusual way of my songwriting taking inspiration from the history of the Celts, but also that I manage my career. Now, that I'd never had a traditional manager, and many who know me well would say, well, Lorena, you have to accept you're actually unmanageable.
Yeah. So,
but anyway, that I took this unusual path and sort of did it on my own terms, even though, you know, my original heart was in the veterinary, and I realized that there was a lot in the world of music and history and all the travel that I spent exploring the history of the Celts. So Quinlan Road was the road just on the north side of Stratford that I was lived on from 1981 to 93. A bit sad to see the road name disappear. I think it's road something number But I thought, well, I was thinking, well, what am I going to call my label? I thought, well, there's Abbey Road that the Beatles... In fact, Abbey Road was actually the studio, not the label. But I said, oh, well, I'll call this Quinlan Road, and I went.
Perfect. There you go. And we think about your wonderful performances, not only around the world, but, of course, in Stratford. I remember you performing at Stratford City Hall Auditorium, mm-hmm. and, of course, all the wonderful shows at Knox Church and performing around the world. What was your favorite venue? I've always been curious. What's it like to play the Royal Albert Hall?
Oh, wow.
Like, what a theater. What a venue.
Yes, the Royal Albert Hall in London. I mean, it was exceptional. It's got such a storied history of music and so on. But we have, like last summer, we performed at the Herodian Theater at the Acropolis in Athens. I performed, did a whole concert for PBS, great performances out of the Alhambra in Granada. We've performed in other historical sites in Cyprus and Lebanon. Oh. But I think of the concert that we did, or performance for the Queen, for Queen Elizabeth, Her Honor Queen Elizabeth, and also Vimy Ridge, performing at the event at commemoration Vimy Ridge a few years ago.
Wow, incredible. Yeah. Incredible. We're chatting with Lorena McKennitt, newly inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame for this year. And Lorena, I also think of the work that you've done locally, things like just recently, Cookies and Carols. So nice to have that back as an in-person event.
Yeah, oh, it's we love to present that experience for particularly families who may not be going to church anymore, have the kids may not be much of an opportunity to sing Christmas carols or collectively as a family. It's a very, very fond memory of my own from my childhood. So I suppose in some way it's my own self-gratification to just have a whole room of people to sing carols with. But it's, and having guests of Cedric Smith and doing the Child's Christmas in Wales, and Michael Fox is always a wonderful host. And it's great fun. I feel very, very lucky that my career has allow, it's like the lottery, you know. It was a career path, but it's one of those career paths that can actually deliver almost like the lottery. So it's been a great privilege to be able to be the custodian of the Falstaff Family Center and host different communities there, the Indigenous community, the multicultural and newcomers, and yeah, there's lots going on there.
For sure. And you mentioned, of course, performing at so many places like Vimy Ridge. And, of course, so your involvement with the Remembrance Day ceremony just recently with Stratford Legion, Stratford Cenotaph.
Yes. I mean, because of our experience of producing events, we've certainly work along with the Legion to mount the Remembrance Day service every year. My team helps set up, work with the city and the Legion to set up all the arrangements. And my little part primarily is singing the national anthem from time to time. And also being connected, I just finished 17 years as the Honorary Colonel for the Royal Canadian Air Force. And it, you know, it really flows into, it's so important, I think, to be part of a community and participate in community. And I think it's why I've stayed in Stratford and didn't move to Toronto at the height of my success, that there's something about being part of the fabric of a community which is so enriching in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. And again, the music continues. You continue to perform. Your last album was Road Back Home, which was kind of an interesting journey for you, both in terms of performing and the music as well.
Yes, the Road Back Home was a special project that I worked with the local Celtic group called the Bookends, and we were trying to figure things out, what I could do before it was safe to go back out and do the big tours internationally because of COVID and all kinds of things. So we thought, well, why don't we go and do some local folk festivals? We did the Celtic Festival in Goderich and up in Muskoka and with Peterborough. And it was great fun. It brought me back to my origins of the loving Celtic music in Winnipeg. And we'd get together at a carpentry shop on Main Street on Sunday nights. And a number of the members came from England and Scotland and Ireland. And we all be swapping tunes and learning this repertoire. So it was really, really great to be able to connect with the Bookends and go off and do something.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, the Bookends must be just fantastic. Wow, there, talk about another career that's certainly on the rise.
Yeah,
fantastic. So again, congratulations, 2025 with the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. I'm sure, I don't know if you've got a schedule yet, but there's more performances, I imagine, coming up, or are you taking some downtime?
We're taking some downtime just to kind of look at the landscape and see what we might do next. I mean, there's a lot of demand for us to tour.
Sure.
The last tours were very, very successful, but the industry is evolving and the economy is evolving, so we need to make sure that the conditions for success are there. For my part, of course, I would like to see a lot more regulation on the tech companies, not just on the music side, but of course for our children and our jobs and our democracy.
Yeah.
So those two are civic subjects that I'm deeply concerned about. And so in this, you know, period of time before we go out professionally, I also lean into some of my passionate civic subjects.
Yeah, absolutely. And also thinking about things like independent artists in this world of technology, how difficult it or hard it can be for independent artists or artists to make a living and make a go of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the music industry was the canary in the coal mine with respect to unregulated technology. I mean, for example, artists used to be paid 25 cents per song on CD or vinyl. Now they might be paid 10 cents per 1,000 plays on Spotify or 0.00013 cents on the Google Play. So there's not a viable business model for musicians to make a living off of. Like in my era, it was completely possible, but now that's not. So then you have to rely on performances, but that too is very challenging. But I've gone on to see that the decimation that came towards the music industry has now come to almost every industry.
Mm.
And now we're going to see a whole other development with AI. Because it's not impossible. Somebody couldn't right now say, I'm going to make a song that sounds like Lorena McKenna, but it's going to be on the garbage can and the color blue or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no legal framework to protect your creations. And I think it's only going to get worse now that the tech companies are very, very close to the upcoming government in the United States, and all the guardrails, all the regulations are kind of come off. So when one is talking about the conditions for success, that you too have to take that into account. I think we're going to see a huge amount of unemployment as a result of this marching of AI, and I'm very, very concerned about the state of our democracy. So as a citizen, I feel like I'm in this territory of my career where, yes, we could go on and perform a lot around the world, but do I also need to be doing something from a civic standpoint? Mm. Because I know we're living at a time that is not like any other.
Well, I know you're so involved, and thank you so much for all you've done with our community and for our community, on and on. Great performances through the year, and thank you so much for your involvement.
Thank
for sure.
You. It's great to be here.
And before I let you go, I just discovered this about you recently. I'm going to look. I don't know if you're going to do this on a regular basis or if you've done it, but you do a year-end message, which I didn't know. You post that.
Yes, I have from time to time.
Yeah.
I mean, in actual fact, I've done it more just written form, but I decided this year to narrate it.
Right.
And I decided to write it in cursive writing. And this is me just pushing back on the erosion of technology. I think this speaks to my whole career. You know, I remember this wonderful quote of Sheila Copps as responding to John Crosby and something that he was saying, made some comment to her about and something baby, and she stepped up and says, "I'm nobody's baby." But Yeah, I don't know.
I hope we look forward to that every year, though. I think that's a great way to wrap up the year and look ahead.
Yes, I we had a lot of...
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
No, we had a lot of really nice response, and I think people are really appreciating personal contact and outreach, and so I'm very, very grateful. I have a wonderful group of people who follow my music. So.
And we will continue to follow your music, and again, sending congratulations on your induction into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Again, let's pass along either the website, or if folks want to reach out, that sort of thing. What's the best way in terms of Quinlan Road?
Yes, it would be LorenaMcKennett.com.
All right.
That'll get to us. We have a postmaster, so if people want to send something that way, that's probably the best way.
Perfect way to keep up to date. Lorena McKennett. Lorena, thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.